The I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network includes An Evening at the Movies, Crime Rewind, Crush Gadlin, Literature Reapers, Love is Black, Men Are the Prize, The Simplest, and of course, Masturbators. Please check out all of our podcasts for all of your different podcast needs at IDNMTRpodcastnetwork.com. Now, Masturbators is always done in front of a live social media audience and is a mature podcast that talks about mature things. It is not kid-friendly, but if you want to listen with your kids, that's on you. We warned you, and have a good day.
Hello, hello, and hello. Welcome to Masturbators Presents 101. My name is DeAndre Robertson, and I am here with Casey. Casey, how are you doing, buddy?
It's Thursday. It's days to go until Sting's final match. So I'm excited, old school, excited for that. But I'm not expecting the wheel to get reinvented with that one either. So, but no, I'm excited to be here. It's been a little bit since I've done a one-on-one. So I'm definitely ready.
So Casey's going to do. You know, we get in the network, I'm not gonna lie, the network, we get stagnant in the 80s and 90s. All right, we do because you know everybody's old. Shout out to the network, Howard. Though, so we're going to do the 104 2000s movies varsity edition. So, if you don't know, I take 208 movies, all right. I take from the IMDb database of the most popular movies, and then I separate them from varsity to JV according to their Rotten Tomato scores. The Rotten Tomato scores. I'll tell you why I left them. The Rotten Tomato scores. The highest scores would be in varsity. The lowest scores would be in JV, and that's how I do that. All right, and. CJ says, I'm not old. Your beard is old. And Amanda says, I'm here to disagree with all Casey's choices. And hey, guys, fuck Rotten Tomatoes. So I'm not sure who that is, but I 100% agree. Fuck Rotten Tomatoes. Because sometimes the rankings be out of pocket. But I use Rotten Tomatoes because it's easier to rank. And it's easy to blame. God, truth. All right.
Well, that's the reason why we have our saying in the network being fuck Rotten Tomatoes.
And that was Kevin Stoner. And Kevin, please look at the messages. Look at your messages, buddy, please. That's all I'm saying. All right. So Casey's going to do the 2000s movie Varsity. All right. All right. And if Casey will indulge me, I'm going to name the movies that did not make Varsity or JV.
And I feel like if this is going to go like the 80s and the 90s went, then yeah.
Well, no, there's only 10 of them. So there you go.
Oh, well. All right. Okay.
So Killing Me Softly, 2002. Battlefield Earth, 2000. Joe Dirt, 2001. The Cat in the Hat, 2003. Freddy Got Fingered, 2001. Eight Crazy Nights, 2002. Timeline, 2003. Scary Movie 2, 2001. Ghost Ship, 2002. And Dude, Where's My Car? 2000. Those are movies that did not make JV and Varsity because Rotten Tomatoes said these movies are horrible, hot garbage.
There's a couple of them that are horrible, hot garbage, but there's some ones in there that make me laugh too.
Oh yeah, Scary Movie 2 is the best scary movie to me, God of truth. Mm-hmm. And Freddy Got Fingers is hilarious. I mean, it's horrible, but it's hilarious.
Yeah.
And then someone says Ghost Ship is the best opening scene of all time. And the minute says, Do Where's My Car is a classic. All right. Casey, are you ready to do the Varsity 2000 movies?
I am 100% ready to piss off Amanda with every one of my picks.
And Minute says, also says Ghost Ship opening is the fantastic. So here's how this works. The highest seed will only play a low seed. There'll be a bye in the fourth round of quarterfinals. There'll be a third place game. There's four playing movies. Casey will pick two, and two will move on. If there's a matchup that Casey doesn't like or does not want to talk about, he's allowed to give it to me. But like I said before, the highest seed will play a low seed, so you don't know who's going to play who until I tell you. Casey, are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Pick two movies out of the four. Bad Santa, 2003. Requiem for a Dream, 2000. Secretary, 2002. Or Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, 2007.
Wow. I want to pick three. But I can only pick two. So let's go with Bad Santa and Order of the Phoenix.
All right. So we're going Bad Santa and Order of the Phoenix. Out of those two, which one's better? They both move on, just need to put them in the right place.
Yeah. Let's go with Order of the Phoenix better and Bad Santa not quite as good.
All right. Well, we'll see how far they go. All right. Let's get into the bracket. We got number one. Number one, Finding Nemo, 2003. Versus
I love the finger move.
Number one, Finding Nemo, 2003. Versus number 100, Cloverfield, 2008. And you guys made me ink. That guy made me ink for Finding Nemo, and she just says, "What took you so long, Casey? You already about to fuck up." All right, Casey, Finding Nemo or Cloverfield?
Fuck it, Cloverfield.
Cloverfield moves on, and you about to piss off a lot of people because everybody's in the comments was picking Finding Nemo.
Oh, I know Amanda's one of them, so I figured if I'm going to piss her off, I may as well start with the first one. So.
Kevin, and then Amanda says, "Dude, Cloverfield sucks." All right, listen. If you're going based off this shit off base pissing people off, that's going to fuck your bracket. This is what you think. So,
I know.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. No, I'm not a huge Finding Nemo fan, so
okay.
It was easy. It honestly could have gone either or for me. So,
CJ says, "Cloverfield, what the fuck is wrong with you?" All right, number two, Up, 2009, versus number 99, Gladiator, 2000. Oh, this get harder and harder. And
yeah,
and side note, everybody, normally I send the list to everyone before I did. I did not send this list to Casey at all, so he doesn't know any of these matchups. Just like this one. So Up or Gladiator?
See, now we went from I could care less about this fucking matchup to something that Up I actually enjoyed. I like Gladiator as a movie. Fuck it, Up.
All right, so you pick Up. Yeah, Up.
Yes.
We'll play Bad Santa in the next round. Some of the comments. Amanda says, "Oh, damn, this sucks." Kevin says, "Blind bracket." CJ says, "Surprise, motherfucker." Amanda says, "You should pick Gladiator." And Kevin says, "You should pick Up."
Ugh. So literally, that's two in a row that Amanda's pissed off at me for.
All right. So everyone, if you don't know Rotten Tomatoes love cartoon movies. I just want to say that right now. It does. So a lot of cartoon movies will be, a lot of them are in the top 10. Just let you know that right now. So, Casey, number three, The Incredibles, 2004. Or number 98, The Hangover, 2009.
I'll go with The Incredibles.
Ooh, okay. And The Incredibles will play Harry Potter and Order of the Phoenix in the next round. Number four, Sideways, 2004. Versus number 97, Star Wars Episode III, Revenge of the Sith, 2005.
Yeah, Episode III is my favorite of the prequels, so I'll go with Star Wars.
All right, so Star Wars moves on and goes here. And Amanda said, "Hangover, you should pick Hangover, and are you out of your damn mind for not picking Hangover?" And Amanda says, Sideways is too cultured for Casey Box. All right. So we got number 5, Chicken Run, 2000. Or number 96, Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl, 2003.
Yeah. Fuck the chicken movie, Pirates of the Caribbean.
All right. CJ says, best lightsaber battle in the entire series is from Revenge of the Sith.
I would agree.
I like the parody from Zack and Mary Make a Porno. Revenge of the Shit. All right. Number 6, Monsters, Inc., 2001. Or number 95, Bridget Jones' Diary, 2001.
We'll go Bridget Jones.
Whoa, okay. That is very, very shocking.
I'm not a huge 2000s animated movie fan.
Okay. Well, you're going to hate this one too then. Number 7, Ratatouille, 2007. Versus number 94, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, 2001.
As long as it's not Chamber of Secrets, I'll vote Harry Potter.
Chain Secrets not that bad either. That one, okay, no, nope, nope. You try to make me argue. I'm not arguing today. Amanda says, love it for Bridget Jones and Ratatouille. You should pick Ratatouille. Number 8, Catch Me If You Can, 2002. Version number 93, American Gangster, 2007.
American Gangster.
All right, American Gangster moves on. And CJ said, just pick Harry Potter every time and you're good. All right.
Then I'm going to end up with 4 Harry Potter movies in the freaking Final Four.
Well, number 9, Wally, 2008. Version number 92, 13, 2003.
Wally.
All right. And Wally will play Cloverfield in the next round. Number 10, Pan's Labyrinth, 2006. Version number 91, Gran Torino, 2008.
I'll go with the weird, creepy movie, Pan's Labyrinth.
All right. One, Pan's Labyrinth will play Star Wars Episode 3. And Amanda says, you love Tom Hanks. How can you sleep on Catch Me If You Can? All right. Number 11, Lost in Translation, 2003. Version number 90, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, 2002.
Well, damn. Chamber of Secrets.
All right, so Harry Potter, Chamber of Secrets moves on. Also, Lost in Translation was always a weird movie for me because I never know how young she is in that movie. And we all know how old he is in that movie. So it's always a weird feeling for me.
Bill Murray is in that movie older than Harvey is.
Basically, and she looked like she's still a teenager, which is super weird. Always been weird for me when I was watching that movie. CJ says, Pan's Labyrinth suck. And Harley says, hello.
Hi, Harv. Or Harley.
Number 12, The Pianist, 2002. Version number 89, Avatar, 2009.
I did not like The Pianist at all, so I'll go with Avatar.
All right. So number 1, Avatar moves on. And also, Amanda said, Lost in Translation is creepy, but it's good. I'm not saying it wasn't a good movie. I'm
no.
Not saying that at all. It's just that one aspect of
it. It was weird.
Because especially that kiss at spoiler alert, especially that kiss at the end, which was weird as fuck. Just weird. All right, Casey, number 13, The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, 2002. Version number 88, Tropic Thunder, 2008.
Oh, fuck.
Don't forget to say this get harder and harder. I'm sorry about that.
And we're not even we're not barely into the first round yet either.
Nope.
Tropic Thunder is hilarious in so many different ways.
I'm just a dude playing another dude.
And then, fuck. Two Towers. Fuck, Tropic Thunder, but there was some great aspects to the Two Towers, though.
So you picking Tropic Thunder?
Yeah, I'm taking Tropic Thunder.
So Tropic Thunder moves on, and Amanda says what I always said, always, Lord of the Rings is fucking boring. It is fucking 3-hour movies about people walking. This shit is boring as fuck. All right, Casey, number 14, Juno, 2007. Birth number 87, X-Men, 2000.
Juno.
You're a part-time lover and a full-time friend. The monkey in your back is the latest trend. No copyrights. All right, Juno will play Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl in the next round.
Oh, Jesus.
Man, it says Juno. Number 15, Star Trek, 2009. Written by 86, Live Free or Die Hard, 2007.
Yeah, no offense to one of the newest members of the I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network, but Live Free or Die Hard.
I mean, it kept going. That's
no copyrights.
That's one of my favorite songs, and the soundtrack is great. That's my favorite song in any original movie. That shit is amazing. All right. Anyway, number 16, Iron Man, 2008. Verse number 85, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, 2005.
Yeah, anybody who knows me knows I love Tim Burton, but that movie was a little bit too over the top creepy for me. So, yeah. The first one, Iron Man's a great fucking movie too. I mean, it helped launch the whole Marvel universe.
Iron Man will play Bridget Jones' Diary in the next round. Amanda says Live Free or Die Hard is her husband's favorite movie. Well, their favorite, probably all the Die Hards. Number 17, Casino Royale, 2006. Verse number 84, Old Boy, 2003.
I'll go Casino Royale for now. Keyword for now.
Spoiler, Casino Royale is the only James Bond movie I like. However, though, Casino Royale will play Harry Potter and Sorcerer's Stone in the next round. Number 18, Gone Baby Gone, 2007. Verse number 83, Ocean's 11, 2001.
I'll go Gone Baby Gone.
All right.
Nothing against Ocean's 11. I actually enjoyed that movie a lot. Again, it's one of those either or, flip a damn coin.
All right. Well, Gone Baby Gone, we'll play American Gangster in the next round. Number 19, Memento, 2000. Version number 82, Anointment, 2007.
Memento.
And Memento will play Harry Potter and Chamber of Secrets in the next round.
I did not make these rankings.
Number 20, The Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, 2003. Version number 81, Into the Wild, 2007.
I haven't seen Into the Wild, so we'll go Return of the King.
Return of the King. And Return of the King will play Avatar in the next round. Number 21, The Dark Knight, 2008.
Yes.
Verse number 80, Mean Girls, 2004.
Yeah, that's not even a competition. It's by a long, long, long shot. It's Dark Knight.
And Dark Knight will play Tropic Thunder in the next round.
Who the fuck made these matchups?
And Amanda says, where is she? Where is she? She just got to get shit. I want to hear Amanda do that voice. Do Batman voice. Where is she?
Well, last week when she was sick, she probably could have pulled it off.
He probably could have, actually. I love the Dark Knight series. I do. The Dark Knight, The Dark Knight Rises, Batman Begins was all right. But she could have chosen the voice. That Velvet voice is horrible. That's the one thing I hate about it. You gotta be the beacon of freedom. Like, I hate that shit so much. All right. Number 22, Spider-Man 2, 2004. Verse number 79, Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, 2009.
Half-Blood.
All right. You didn't like Doc Ock that much?
No, I like Doc Ock. For me, that's the end of the Tobey Maguire franchise, even though there was one more movie that came after that.
Emo Spider-Man, you mean?
Yeah, that one. I felt totally ripped off and let down by that movie.
Number 23, Fantastic Mr. Fox, 2009. Version number 78, Mulholland Drive, 2001.
Mulholland Drive.
Numbers 24, About a Boy, 2002. Birth number 77, The Others, 2001.
About a Boy.
All right. So About a Boy, Will Play, Live Free or Die Hard. And Amanda says she loved Mulholland Drive. And she says, oh, The Others. Number 25, In the Bedroom, 2001. Version number 76, The Bourne Identity, 2002.
Okay. I'm burning out on movies that I don't care about, so you can go ahead and pick this one.
I'm going to go to Bourne Identity here because I never watched In the Bedroom. If it's not a porno, then I don't care. So. Number 26, Dogtooth, 2009. Version number 75, King Kong, 2005.
I'll go with the King Kong remake.
So King Kong moves on. And Amanda says, what the fuck is In the Bedroom? We got that, but we could get Dewey's My Car. Listen, blame
Rotten Tomatoes.
Because I Thompson agree with you. Cold-heartedly. In the Bedroom is with a bunch of old people having sex. Tom Wilkinson, Sissy
Spacek.
Yeah. It's a thriller drama about old people having sex. All right, number 27, No Country for Old Men, 2007.
Yes, 1,000 times yes.
Version number 74, Kill Bill Volume 2, 2004.
I enjoyed the Kill Bill movies, but not more than No Country for Old Men.
No Country's a great movie. However, No Country for Old Men will play Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince in the next round.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Number 28, Insomnia, 2002. Version number 73, Batman Begins, 2005.
I'll go Insomnia. Like you, Begins was, yeah. I think the better two movies in that franchise were the last two movies.
Insomnia will play Mulholland Drive in the next round. And Amanda says, the fight scene with the ladies is so dope. Are we talking about the in volume one or volume two? Speaking of volume one, number 29, Shaun of the Dead, 2004. Version number 72, Kill Bill, volume one, 2003.
Oh, shit.
So the fight scene with her fighting everybody, the whole Kakuza, whatever the name is, that's in volume one. That's the end of volume one. And then she fights the Asian lady at the end of that. and it chops her head off.
Let's go Kill Bill Volume 1 this time.
Kill Bill
Volume 1. But again, I still love Shaun of the Dead, though, too, so.
Kill Bill Volume 1, I'm going to say it out loud, is my favorite Quentin Tarantino movie. I love Django Unchained. I do. I love most of his movies, but I love Kill Bill Volume 1. That scene. One of my favorite fight scenes. I saw the Ip Man, the 10-on-1 Ip Man fight scene. It's my favorite fight scene of all time. I mean, it's said with Uma and Vivica. Oh, no, that's still Volume 1 as well, actually. That's still Volume 1 as well.
Yeah, that's from the beginning of the movie. Mm-hmm.
All right, number 30. The Lives of Others, 2006, versus number 71 in Burgess, 2008.
Yeah, good luck. You can pick that one, too.
I'm just going to balance this out. I'm going to pick The Lives of Others because, matter of fact, no, I'm going to pick In Burgess because In Burgess literally jillies on every fucking one of the movies that's on every bracket that nobody ever heard of. God's truth.
I haven't.
Number 31, Hairspray, 2007, versus number 70, 500 Days of Summer, 2009.
Hairspray.
And Hairspray will play the Bourne Identity in the next round. Number 32, Children of Men, 2006, or number 69, The 40-Year-Old Virgin, 2005.
Kelly Clarkson.
The third cuss word.
Yeah, that's 40-Year-Old Virgin, big time.
He made Kelly Clarkson name of a cuss word. That's amazing. Minutes said she heard it in Burgess, she'd never seen it, and she said, yay, Hairspray. Number 33, School of Rock, 2003. Version number 68, Bridge to Terabithia, 2007.
I have fond memories of reading the book in school. I'm not a big fan of Jack Black unless he's singing Peaches, Peaches, Peaches.
Peaches, 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 Peaches.
Hashtag fuck you, Academy, for not nominating that for best song in a movie this year. Mm-hmm. We'll go Bridge of Terabithia.
So, Bridge of Terabithia moves on. When we do this for a bracket, for a social media bracket,
mm-hmm.
I know for a fact that School of Rock is going to win that. It definitely is. However, I am definitely picking Bridge of Terabithia. The book is fucking fantastic. The movie's mm-hmm. underrated. The movie's very underrated. Okay. So I'm going to Bridge of Terabithia. That's a good pick by you. And plus, I personally do think School of Rock is overrated. I do. People love that movie.
It's personal taste, and if you can't get behind Jack Black, then you're not going to enjoy the movie.
All right. Number 34, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, 2004. Or number 67, Aaron Brockovich, 2000.
I would like to know how some of these fucking movies are getting so low in the goddamn rankings. I think Aaron Brockovich is a great movie. Aaron Brockovich.
All right. So Aaron Brockovich moves on. And I'm pretty sure probably Aaron Brockovich is probably going to win the social media vote. However, though, I'm definitely picking Eternal Sunshine of Spotless Mind because that movie is fucking amazing. And man, this is, oh, fuck that matchup because it really is amazing. That movie is fucking great. Especially when you watch that shit high. Oh, that shit is mind-blowing.
Jerry has a PhD in watching movies high.
Not say I partake, I'm just saying. All right. Number 35, Little Miss Sunshine, 2006. Version number 66, Meet the Parents, 2000.
We'll go Meet the Parents. I think it's another close matchup, in my opinion, and could go either way.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the original movie. It's not the sequels that came after it. So,
number 36, Hot Fuzz, 2007. Versus number 65, Elf, 2003.
Hot Fuzz.
They said that really quick. All right.
Amanda knew that was coming really fast, too. So,
Hot Fuzz will play King Kong in the next round. And Amanda said, Little Miss Sunshine doesn't get enough love.
Neither does the movie I just voted out, but, you know.
And then, I mean, it says DMU Casey for voting now.
I knew that was coming. Do you know how much all of us have butted heads over the quality of that one movie that just got voted out?
Now listen, our people already know my stance on that movie. It is what it is. All right, Casey, number 37, There Will Be Blood, 2007. First number 64, Chicago, 2002.
Oh, damn. I enjoyed Chicago as a movie, as a musical. I'm going to go with There Will Be Blood, though.
All right. There Will Be Blood. We'll move on and we'll play Kill Bill Volume 1. And Amanda said, You Sit on a Throne of Lies. That's from Elf or somewhere else. Anyway, number 38.
No, I think it was Elf.
Number 38, The Departed, 2006. Verse number 63, Inside Man, 2006.
So I don't fear Amanda and her wrath. I do fear Shanna. And if I vote against The Departed, she'll put a voodoo curse on me. So The Departed.
Okay.
But at the same time, The Departed is a great, great, great movie. So a
couple things. The Departed will play In Bridges in the next round. And again, when we do this for social media, I think I'm the only person that's going to be picked Inside Man, because Inside Man was fucking fantastic. It really was. It's a good heist movie.
There are some tough matchups in this freaking first round.
Mm-hmm. And Amanda says, She's my voodoo diddler. What are you talking about? All right, number 39, The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the King, 2001. Birth number 62, Collateral, 2004.
So, The Fellowship of the Ring is probably my least favorite of the Lord of the Rings movies, and I've already got, I believe, two that moved on. So, we'll go with Collateral.
Doesn't matter how many move on social media, that all three of them will move on, period.
All right. Oh, I can almost guarantee you they will.
Number 40.
Probably all three go deep into the damn bracket, too.
CJ says, Fellowship is boring as fuck.
CJ is boring as fuck. Just kidding, CJ.
Number 40, Moon, 2009. Rick number 61, Pride and Prejudice, 2005.
I've only seen one of them, so I'll let you pick it and decide its fate.
I'm going Pride and Prejudice for the book. The long, 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 long book that it is.
Yes, it is. Mm. And that's probably what I would have picked as well.
Number 41, Coraline, 2009. Version number 60, Kung Fu Panda, 2008.
Coraline.
And Coraline will play the 40-year-old virgin in the next round.
Son of a...
As she just says, what bracket is this? This is the Varsity 2000s bracket. And I got you, CJ. I got you. Number 42, District 9, 2009. Rhythm of 59, Donnie Darko, 2001.
Oh, Donnie Darko.
Number 43, Downfall, 2004. Version number 58, Mysterious Skin, 2004.
Downfall.
All right. And Downfall will play Bridget Terabithia in the next round. Number 44, Zodiac, 2007. Verse number 57, 28 Days Later, 2002.
Zodiac.
All right, so Zodiac moves on and will play Aaron Brockovich in the next round. And she just says District 9 was a sleeper. Hella good movie that came out of nowhere. Highly underrated. And made a sense pick Zodiac, which you did. All right, number 45, Spider-Man 2002. Verse number 56, Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire 2005.
Fuck this matchup. Goblet of Fire.
Okay.
I enjoyed the hell out of that first Tobey Maguire movie, though.
Mm-hmm. Everybody did. One of the best.
Very best of underrated performance by Macho Man Randy Savage, too.
Oh, yeah. Number 46, Michael Clayton, 2007. Number 55, Superbad, 2007.
Superbad.
Superbad moves on, and CJ says, good job for picking Harry Potter, Clayton. It's Casey.
Well, I mean, he did say early on, picking nothing but Harry Potter, and you can't go wrong.
That's what he did. Speaking of Harry Potter, number 47, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, 2004. Verse number 54, Shrek, 2001. Who are you going to piss off more, Casey? Who are you going to piss off more, Casey?
I love Prisoner of Azkaban, too. For me, that was the beginning of the turn where shit really started getting dark in the Harry Potter universe. Fuck. Shrek is fun, hilarious, and Donkey is probably one of my top five favorite animated characters of all time. Fuck. Prisoner of Azkaban.
Okay. Casey picked Harry Potter and Prisoner of Azkaban. Before I go into the comments, that Harry Potter will play Meet the Parents in the next round. Also, Amanda said pick Shrek.
Amanda don't like Harry Potter, and Amanda hasn't seen Prisoner of Azkaban yet either.
And CJ says, don't forget what I said about pick Harry Potter. There you go. All right. Number 48, Castaway, 2000. Version number 53, Brokeback Mountain, 2005.
I personally enjoyed the emotional roller coaster that was Castaway more. Mm-hmm. Not saying the Brokeback Mountain is a bad movie by any stretch of the imagination, because it's not a bad movie. But I don't care how many times I've seen Castaway. The relationship between Tom Hanks and that damn volleyball. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Castaway.
So, a couple of things. Castaway will play Collateral next round. Number two is I actually enjoyed Brokeback Mountain. I mean, I know the stigmatism around it. It is what it is. Brokeback Mountain was actually a fucking great movie. Good movie.
It was.
Do I think better than Castaway? No. But almost any other movie in this bracket, that they put it against, I'm picking Brokeback Mountain because it's fucking amazing.
Oh, I 100% agree with you. Maybe one or two exceptions, but most other matchups, it would have been Brokeback Mountain.
Amanda says, boo this matchup and recipe Heath and fuck Jake. Well, he did.
I mean, she kind of opened the door for that fucking joke.
All right. Casey, number 49, Zombieland, 2009.
Oh, shit.
Number 52, Inglourious Basterds, 2009.
Oh, Jesus. God damn it. I'm going to go Zombieland, but again, damn it. Inglourious Basterds was a good movie.
All right. Zombieland will play Pride and Prejudice in the next round. And before I get off of Inglourious Basterds, I gotta do it. 9999. Amanda says she'll pick Inglourious Basterds. You gotta do it, but you picked Zombieland, so that's what it is. All right, and last but not least in this round, you have number 50, Almost Famous, 2000, or number 51, Mystic River, 2003.
Mystic River, in my opinion, is not a horrible movie and possibly may fall under a underrated movie category as well. I don't think it's better than Almost Famous, though. As much as I want to piss off Amanda and vote Almost Famous out, though, I can't vote it out. Almost Famous.
So a couple of things. One, Almost Famous will play Donnie Darko in the next round, which means that Superbad will play Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire in the next round. Two, I would 1,000 pick fucking Mystic River over Almost Famous. 1,000, that is a far better movie than Almost Famous. I said it, and I'm ready to bait Amanda with that, or whoever wants to smoke, wants to debate those two movies, I will debate the shit out of it. Mystic River is, like you said, an underrated fucking movie. And it should be everybody on everybody's list. Mystic River is fucking amazing.
But hashtag Amanda Dre wants the smoke.
I want all the smoke. All the goddamn smoke. All right. And then Amanda says, thank you. I love both movies, but Almost Famous is incredible. And Amanda says, I'm also tied to my wrong opinion. And then Facebook user says, preach and get mad. I'm not 100% sure who that is. Oh, that's Marianne. Hi, Marianne. Oh, she loves Almost Famous too. I'm ready to debate whoever. Mystic River is a far better movie than Almost Famous. I said it. I say it again. However, though, but it's not about me. It's about you. So you do what you got to do. We won't compare Final Fours at the end though. All right, Reverend Ronson.
Yep.
Oh, also Marianne is like my mom out here, so I love her to death. CJ says that I will go on record saying that Mr. River is not a great movie. Now, here's the thing about CJ. And if I debate CJ, it's just going to be too easy. Because CJ, if it's not fucking or action or somebody getting shot all through the movie, then CJ don't like it at all. So take CJ where...
And none of that happened in Harry Potter. So, there's fighting in Harry Potter.
Yeah, there's action in Harry Potter. All right. And she just said, you're just wrong. And then
Amanda and CJ are kind of sort of on thin ice right now anyway, so.
All right. Well, let's go to round two. All right, we got Up or Bad Santa.
Again, not a huge 2000s animated movie fan, so I'm going to go Bad Santa only because I enjoy it more and it makes me laugh more. So,
all right, so Bad Santa moves on. And CJ says that I'm a little wrong. No, I'm all the way right. CJ, if the movie doesn't have fucking all through the movie, action all through the movie, or killing all through the movie, he doesn't want it. He doesn't like too much dialogue or to read at all. So anything with get a read to it, he won't like it either. So, I mean, that's what it is. I personally think that the dialogue in Mr. River is fucking amazing. The stories in Mr. River is fucking amazing. And the performances in Mr. River is fucking amazing. Is that my daughter in there? Is that my... Oh, that shit is fucking great. Yeah. Anyway, The Incredibles or Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix?
Yeah. I'll vote for the pink-suited psycho bitch. Order of the Phoenix.
Fuck that pink bitch. Jesus Christ. All right. WALL-E or Cloverfield?
WALL-E.
And
there, people, y'all happy now? Cloverfield's out.
WALL-E will play Bad Santa in the next round. Pan's Labyrinth or Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith?
Star Wars.
Star Wars moves on, and Amanda says, why are you hesitating? Like, you're not going to pick Harry Potter. I don't think the comments are affected by your picks. They're affected by the hesitation that you're doing with the picks. All right. Juno or Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl?
I hate this matchup. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows my man crush on Johnny Depp, though. Mm-hmm. Pirates of the Caribbean.
All right. Pirates of the Caribbean moves on. And CJ says, I love rom-coms and drama. Mr. Riddle was hella drawn out and not enough payoff. That's a bullshit lie. That's, oh, God damn it. I love this. I'll debate the shot of that one. And Mina said she couldn't pick the last matchup. All right. Iron Man or Bridget Jones' Diary?
Iron Man.
And Iron Man will play Harry Potter in the Order of the Phoenix in the next round.
So I would like to provide a platform for you and CJ to come and get all the smoke on An Evening at the Movies and hash out all of your differences.
That'd be one quick ass fucking episode.
Well, I mean, he does have a birthday episode coming up, and
if you want a gift, that's what it is. It'd be a gift. It'd be like 3 seconds. That should be done. Deal with that. All right.
Well, I mean, he already has picked his birthday movie, and I mean, theoretically, it's one that I believe he wants to invite you to come on for as well. So he wants to do Meteor Man.
Oh, hell yeah. Meteor Man is fucking amazing. All right, okay. Look, I love Meteor Man. All right. Anyway, Casino Royale or Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone?
Sorcerer's Stone.
Gone Baby Gone or American Gangster?
I don't like this one. Go ahead and pick it.
I'm going American Gangster. I wasn't laughing about that. I'm laughing about what CJ said about Johnny Depp. CJ says Johnny Depp cannot get it. He looks like he smells like a dirty bathroom floor in a brothel.
That's probably more over the top than the way Shannon describes him. But
Memento or Harry Potter and Chamber of Secrets?
Secrets.
Lord of the Rings, the Return of the King, or Avatar?
Avatar.
The Dark Knight or Tropic Thunder?
I don't like this matchup, but at the same time, if I turn it over to you, I have a feeling I know what you're picking. So, Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight moves on, and we'll play Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, in the next round. And the man says, no, Johnny can get it. All right. About a Boy or Live Free or Die Hard?
Live Free, Die Hard.
All right. No Country for Old Men or Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince?
No, I can't. No. It's on you. I can't.
I gotta go No Country here. Like I love Harry Potter, but No Country for Old Men is fucking amazing. So I'm going to No Country for Old Men, and that will play Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl in the next round.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Insomnia or Mulholland Drive?
Insomnia.
And Insomnia will play Harry Potter and Sorcerer's Stone. Hairspray or The Bourne Identity?
Hairspray.
And Hairspray will play American Gangster.
Damn.
Hot Fuzz of King Kong?
King Kong.
Okay. Did not see that one coming, actually.
All right. Either or.
There Will Be Blood or Kill Bill Volume 1?
Kill Bill.
All right. The Departed or In Bruges?
Easily The Departed.
And The Departed will play Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets in the next round. And then Amanda says, King Kong ain't got shit on me. Coraline or The 40-Year-Old Virgin?
Damn. Damn. 40-year-old virgin. But again, damn it, it's fucking close.
That is close, actually. Downfall or Bridge of Terabithia?
Bridge of Terabithia.
Zodiac or Aaron Brockovich?
I like both movies. Aaron Brockovich is probably just a hair better. Aaron Brockovich.
Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban or Meet the Parents?
Azkaban.
And Harry Potter will play Avatar in the next round. Castaway or Collateral?
Castaway, easily.
Castaway will play Live Free or Die Hard. Zombieland or Pride and Prejudice?
Zombieland.
And Zombieland will play King Kong. Almost Famous or Donnie Darko?
Almost Famous.
And Almost Famous will play Kill Bill Volume 1. And last but not least, Superbad or Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire?
Goblet of Fire.
Okay.
Only because sparkling vampires die in that movie.
Well, Harry Potter and Goblet of Fire will play 40-year-old virgin, and Aaron Brockovich will play the Bridge of Terabithia. Now you are on round three. Your highest seeded movie will automatically go on to the quarterfinals. You ready?
Yep.
Wally or Bad Santa?
One more time, Brett. Bad Santa.
All right. Iron Man or Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix?
Iron Man.
And Iron Man will be your bye into the quarterfinals. The Dark Knight or Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith?
Son of a bitch. Dark Knight. Damn.
And the Dark Knight will play Bad Santa. No Country for Old Men or Pirates of the Caribbean, Curses of Black Pearl? Difficult to say, it's getting harder and harder. I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is probably the hardest one so far that we've had. Fucking Javier Bardem is one of the quintessential movie villains of all time. I love Pirates of the Caribbean, though. God damn. No Country for Old Men.
All right, No Country for Old Men moves on.
Yeah. Insomnia. I'm waiting for a comment from Amanda.
Insomnia or Harry Potter and Sorcerer's Stone?
Sorcerer's Stone.
And Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone will play No Country for Old Men. And Amanda said, you should have picked Pirates. Hairspray or American Gangster?
Gangster.
The Departed or Harry Potter and Chamber of Secrets?
The Departed.
And The Departed will play American Gangster in the next round.
Gangster on Gangster Crime.
Harry Potter and Prisoner of Azkaban or Avatar?
Oh, easily. Not Avatar. Azkaban.
All right. Castaway or Live Free or Die Hard?
Castaway.
Zombieland or King Kong?
Zombieland.
Almost Famous or Kill Bill Volume 1?
Thank God she's a half a country away. Kill Bill Volume 1.
All right. And Kill Bill Volume 1 will play Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban in the next round. Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire or the 40-Year-Old Virgin?
It's close, but I'll go Goblet of Fire.
And Amanda said, it's okay. She's not upset.
Uh-huh. She's lying.
All right. Just kidding. And then last but not least, we got Aaron Brockovich or Bridget Terabithia?
I don't like this matchup at all. I'll go Aaron Brockovich, but Bridget Terabithia is a great, great, great movie.
And book.
And book too, yes.
Which means that Aaron Brockovich will play Castaway and Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire will play Zombieland.
I'm waiting for a Harry Potter versus Harry Potter freaking matchup coming down the pipe here.
Good. All right, we're on round four. Iron Man is already in your quarterfinals. The bottom part of this bracket will automatically be in your final four. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, we got The Dark Knight or Bad Santa?
Yeah, I said last round one more time, and I meant it. It's The Dark Knight.
All right, No Country for Old Men or Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone?
Rest in peace, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. I'm voting for No Country for Old Men.
The Departed or American Gangster?
The Departed.
Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban or Kill Bill Volume 1?
Azkaban.
Castaway or Aaron Brockovich?
I'm going to go Castaway. Okay. Both are great movies, though. So,
and last but not least, we have Zombieland or Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
Goblet of Fire.
All right, which means that Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire will play Iron Man in the next round. That means that Castaway will play The Dark Knight. And Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban will play No Country for Old Men, so which means that the movie that's in your final four automatically is The Departed. All right. So, you did see what other three movies going to be in your final four. Got Iron Man or Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire?
I'm going to go Iron Man, but I easily could have gone the other way on that one as well.
All right. The Dark Knight or Castaway?
Dark Knight.
No Country for Old Men or Harry Potter and Prisoner of Azkaban?
I'm not having a Final Four without at least one Harry Potter movie being in there, so Prisoner of Azkaban.
All right, and Prisoner of Azkaban will play Iron Man, which means that The Departed will play The Dark Knight. So you're
really quick, Dre. If I had given that one to you, being No Country for Old Men or Azkaban, which way would you have gone?
No Country for Old Men.
I kind of figured, but I was just curious as to which way you would have gone.
So your final four is Harry Potter, Prisoner of Azkaban, The Iron Man, The Departed, and The Dark Knight. So like I always do, I always do this final four for myself. Do you want to guess how many of your final four is the same as my final four?
One, and I bet you I can tell you what movie it is.
What movie is it?
Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight is definitely on my list. We do only have one. My final four was Superbad, The Dark Knight, Zombieland, and Castaway. That was my final four.
You had a great final four too. I mean, I love your final four. I love my final four.
Yeah. I mean, the 2000 has some good movies, and I can't wait for that fucking debate. Spoiler alert, I'm not going to talk about it anymore until we do it, but can't wait for that fucking debate. Anyway,
yeah, I'm not going to lie. The old fogies might be in deep shit on that debate.
I cannot wait, because this is just varsity. We didn't even need to touch on JV. So, anyway, Casey, you have four movies. The winners will go to the finals. The losers will go to the third place game. You have a ranking of 1, 2, 3, and 4. Are you ready?
Probably no, but yeah, let's go ahead and do it, because it ain't going to get any easier the longer we wait.
And then it says I'm going down like a sweet muffin. We'll see, baby girl. We'll see. All right, Casey, Iron Man or Harry Potter, Prince of Azkaban?
Go ahead. I can't do it. I made the damn Final Four and I can't do it.
All right. I'm going to go Iron Man here, though, actually.
That was where I was leaning, but.
And every time you made me pick, it was always a Harry Potter thing, and I always picked against it. I want people to know that I love Harry Potter.
I know you do.
I love Harry Potter. I probably love Harry Potter more than anybody's network, including CJ. I want to say that right now. Not more partner, more than Cam, because Cam's a.
Cam wanted to kill you over you stealing Harry Potter from her that one time.
However, the movies are great, but the movies are not better than some of the movies on this list. I'm just going to be perfectly honest.
No.
So I am going to go Iron Man here. So Iron Man will go to the finals. Harry Potter will go to the third place game. Casey, the Dark Knight or The Departed?
We're going to make it a superhero championship final. Dark Knight.
All right. So Dark Knight will go to the finals. Let's do a third place game. Casey, you did 104 best movies of the 2000s, according to Rotten Tomatoes and IMDb. I need to know what the third best movie is. Is it number 38, The Departed, 2006, or number 47, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, 2004?
I'm going to go The Departed.
All right, so The Departed is number 3. And Harry Potter's number 4, but this is not about third. This is about the best. Casey, again, we just did 104 movies from Varsity, which means that the best movies of the 2000s, according to Rotten Tomatoes and IMDb. What is the best movie of the 2000s? Is it number 16, Iron Man, 2008, or number 21, The Dark Knight, 2008?
Very, very rarely will you ever hear me say that Marvel is worse than the DC Extended Universe. No offense, Iron Man. This is probably the only time that you will probably hear those words come out of my mouth. The Dark Knight wins.
All right. So number 1, Dark Knight. Number 2, Iron Man. Number 3, The Departed. Number 4, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. How do you feel about that?
I'm not mad by any stretch of the imagination. I feel there's 4 quality movies in the final 4. I feel like they're pretty much a couple of them probably could flip-flop spots depending upon the day of the week, but I think it's a solid final 4.
Yes. So, well, thank you. And I'm looking at the JV bracket, and JV has some really, really good ones as well. I mean, JV has some really, really good ones, like National Treasure, which is a fucking fantastic movie.
Yes, it is.
It's a play-in.
What?
It is a play-in. That's all I'm going to say. And 2000s, man, JV is good as well. So
wow.
Oh, wait.
I'm glad you picked Varsity and not the freaking JV then, because if that's how the play-ins were going to go.
So, wait. I got more movies. No, that's a lie. No. Tell me if it was getting. No. I'm going to sit back and wait. But, yes, these movies. And actually, shout out to Chansey. He did the JV 2000 movie. It's up and running. You want to check that out. Howard, though, Casey, say goodbye.
This was a lot of fun, a lot of migraines in my brain with some of these matchups. But I enjoy doing the brackets with you, Dre, whether it's one-on-one, two-on-two, three-on-three, whatever the case may be. Happy to do these anytime. Anybody wants to, you can check out An Evening at the Movies each and every Wednesday morning, except this week because we couldn't get our debuting guest scheduled in time to get the episode recorded. But she will be coming at some point on the show, so stay tuned for that. But starting next week, we will be starting to look at movies everybody should see once in their lifetime, and then in May, superhero movies. And then this summer, we're going to look at the summer of 1984. So a summer of movies that are 40 years old.
Okay. Well, again, I want to thank Casey for coming on. And Amanda says she will want to do JV 2000s. And Amanda, I will definitely give you the opportunity to do that because she says she loved National Treasure as well. So, and Amanda wants to come on. You will see her soon. And a lot of other people, because March is Women's History Month. And I want to do women-led movies with a lot of people from our network, including Amanda and Shanna and Cam and Kendra. So that's an invite for them to do this. And if for anybody else want to do this as well, if you hear my voice or you see me, if you want to do one of these brackets, I'm all for it. However, they got to do a bracket that I already made. Because even though I love doing these brackets, these are a bitch to make. But that being said, my name is DeAndre Robertson, and we are out.